The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Lamedalet. Nosnei b'migdel. If the Erev was put in a box, a cabinet, the Ovar HaMavteach, and the key got lost, Harei Ze Erev. The Erev is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Eino Yedeish Mavteach Bim Koimoi Eino Erev. If the key is not accessible, and the only way to get out the Erev is by breaking the Migdol, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Erev is not a kosher Erev, since the Erev is not accessible to him during Ben Hashmoshes. The Mechaber brings this halacha in Simen Shin Tzadi Dalet Sif Gimel. The Mechaber paskins, Nosnei b'migdol, if you put it into a migdol, this box, this cabinet, v'noal b'fon of Ovar HaMavteach, k'edim chasheshach, you lost the key before Shabbos, im i'efshe lo haitzio erev elohim kain osa malocha gemura ben ashmoshes, hayrezek misha ovad ve'ena erev, shayre i'efshe lo achai. The Mechaber paskins, that if the migdol is such that it takes an isada or raisa to break open the migdol, so then the Erev is not a good Erev, because since the Erev is not accessible ben Ashmoshes, an Erev which is not accessible ben Ashmoshes, we already learned, is not a kosher Erev. However, if the Erev is only non-accessible because of an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan to go ahead and to break this Migdol on Shabbos. So then, since we hold l'halacha le'gozru Rushus ben Ashmoshes, that Isurim D'Rabbanan, or as we learned on the last staff, some Isurim D'Rabbanan are mutter during Ben Ashmoshes, so therefore the Erev is accessible to the Ma'ariv during Ben Ashmoshes by breaking the Migdal, if all that breaking the Migdal involves is an Issa Midrabanan, and therefore the Erev is a kosher Erev, since he could halachically get his Erev Ben Ashmoshes by breaking into this Migdal, if breaking into the Migdal only involves an Issa Midrabanan. The Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Tzadi Dalet asks a fascinating kasha. He asks, "Ditzorach ion, eze melocha gemura shayich af bebinyan gomer? How is it possible ever that breaking the migdal in order to get out the eruv should be a melocha d'araisa? This that seiser is one of the lamentes melochas. So kipshutei, seiser is only aser when the stira that one is doing is constructive." In other words, the Mishnah says that the case of the melacha of Seisar is Seisar Almanat Slivnes. You're breaking down whatever you're destroying, you're knocking down the house, in order to rebuild Pashtus a better house. Or Lechal Apachas, a house the same size. The Bir Halacha and Siman Shin Mem explains that you don't need Dafka Seisar Almanat Slivnes. It doesn't have to be broken down in order to rebuild, but any positive stira, any stira where one is gaining directly from the stira, from the destruction, that is a melacha d'oraisa. However, if a person does destructive destruction, so destructive destruction is a mekalkel and is only osur midirabonim. So the Bir Halacha asks, Sarach Ion, Eze melocha gemura shayach af binyan gomer. Do min ha-teira ein chayiv ela b'seis al menas livnois. V'shaloy al menas livnois ein ela mekalka. That over here, the seiser is destructive. You are destroying the migdal in order to get out the Erev. You have no intentions to go ahead and rebuild this migdal at any later date, or you have no constructive purpose of destroying this migdal. So, frekta bi halacha, how could destroying the migdal ever be an itza d'oraisa? The Bir Halacha says, tzu terutzim. The second teretz of the Bir Halacha is, that he writes that really destroying the Migdal is only an Issa Midrabanan. However, not every Issa Midrabanan is Mutar Ben Hashmashos, as we discussed in the previous share. There are certain Yisurim Midrabanan which are not Mutar during the Ben Hashmashos period. So therefore, the Stira of the Migdal is one of those Melachais, since you are actually doing a Maisa Stira. And the reason why it's not Osama Deraisa is because it is a Mekalkel. So therefore, this Stira is Osir even in Ashmashitz. It's close to an Issa Deraisa. Therefore, we cannot allow this Ben Ashmashitz. Therefore, we have to decide that what type of Stira are we doing? If the Stira is a Stira of a binyan gomer, which would be a de'oraisa for a constructive purpose, so that stira is also even ben hashmashos for a destructive purpose. However, if for some reason the migdal is small, the migdal is flimsy, and therefore the stira is only a stira midrabanan, had it been done on Shabbos for a constructive purpose, that type of stira may be done ben hashmashos. But the fact that it's derabanan, not because of the stira itself, but because of the intent of the stira, that derabanan is not mutter ben hashmashos. That's the Bi'alocha's second teretz. The Bi'alocha's first teretz is that the fact that there is a constructive kavana over here. That constructive kavana is to remove the Eruv, therefore this stira is considered to be a constructive stira. In other words, even though what's negated to the Migdal, you are not in any way enhancing and helping the Migdal. You do not plan to reconstruct the Migdal or to reconstruct another building on the Migdal site. However, since you have something constructive in mind, you are trying to access your Eruv, that is considered to be constructive. And since that is considered to be constructive, so therefore, it is in fact a Melacha Midaraisa. The Bir Halacha then sends you to another Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Mem. The Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Mem discusses whether opening a letter on Shabbos is an Isser Midaraisa or an Isser Midarabanan. A Goyish, a postman, goes ahead and he brings you a letter on Shabbos. May you ask him to open that letter on Shabbos in the case where it's a great need. What's written inside the letter might be very important to you to know right now on Shabbos. So, the basic rules would be that if opening the letter is Osir Midoraisa, so then one is not allowed to ask a Goy to do an Issir Doraisa for him on Shabbos. However, if opening the letter would only be an Issir Midrabanan, so then, one would be allowed to ask the guy to open the letter for him on Shabbos, shvus to shvus b'makayim tzayuch gadol, if the contents of the letter can be a great need that you would have to know about it on Shabbos. The Bi'ar Locha begins with a quote from a Pri Chodosh and a Sefer HaZichroinis that say that opening a letter on Shabbos is osur midda'oraisa. Chayav chatos. Because even though you are ripping the letter, you are being a kaireya, you are ripping the letter, but it is a kaireya al menas l'sakein. It is a positive kriya. You are doing kriya for a positive purpose, and therefore it is osur mida araisa. The Bir Halacha then brings down other achrenim, a truas chacham tzvi, and a nishmas adam, which argue on the Pri Chodesh. And the discussion in this Bir Halacha revolves around the Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Dalet in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that if somebody is Kireya on Shabbos, somebody rips on Shabbos, either Bechamosai, either because he is upset, or in order to make the people in his house think that he's upset, and therefore they should shape up. So it's machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda whether he's chayev or potter. According to Reb Shimon, he is potter. According to Reb Yehuda, he is chayev. The Bi'al Taisus explains that the machlokes is dependent on the famous machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda about malacha chain shricha legufa. Reb Shimon holds that a malacha chain shricha legufa is potter. Reb Yehuda says that a malacha chain shricha legufa is chayif. Tosfos explains that a malacha chain shricha legufa is a malacha which is being done for a different purpose than the malacha was done in the Mishkan. The ripping in the Mishkan was done when they were weaving the Urias. Something had to be fixed. They would rip it in order to fix the urea itself. In order to go ahead, and if there was something wrong and something uneven, they sometimes had to rip it in order to sew it back properly. It was a kriya almanas litver. However, what's negated to our point is that the kriya was there in order to make an improvement in the urea itself. However, if somebody rips for an improvement which is not in the urea itself, the tikkun is elsewhere, not in the thing itself which is being ripped, such a kriya is not a melacha shetzricha lagufa. So Tosfos explains, if somebody rips because he is angry, if somebody rips in order to show his family that he is angry and therefore they should shape up, so even though there is a tikkun, there is something positive being accomplished, either in the case of Kareya Bechamosai, that he's letting out his steam, or Lemirme Emtsal Enche Beisai, where he's doing it to show people he's angry, something is being accomplished because the Olam will now behave properly. So therefore, the Kriya is a positive Kriya. He is doing it to accomplish something. However, that accomplishment is not in the cloth itself. Therefore, it is not similar to the ripping in the Mishkan. It is a melach shet shichel gufa. According to Reb Shimon, melach shet shichel gufa is potter. According to Reb Yehuda, melach shet shichel gufa is chayif. The Bi'alacha then goes on to explain that basically there are two types of letters. In an earmail letter, it would seem that the kriya is a de'oraisa, because the letter and the envelope was one and the same. When you rip it in order to access the words to read the envelope, that would seem like it is constructive in the letter itself. It's a slightly arguable point, because where you're ripping is not being improved exactly, but since the letter and the words and where you are ripping is the same piece of paper, we can say that it is a tikkun in the thing itself, and thereby it would seem to be an issa d'oraisa. How, according to everybody, it would seem to be a melacha tzricha legufa, and one would not be allowed to ask a goy to go ahead and to open a letter for them on Shabbos, an airmail letter. However, a regular envelope, which there, the envelope is not the tikkun, the tikkun is in the letter itself, so there, the b'alacha says that it would seem that it is dependent in the machloikis of melacha shein tzricha legufa or not. According to Reb Shimon, it's issa d'rabbanan. According to Reb Yehuda, the b'alacha says it's a debatable object, but it would seem to be, according to some rishonim, a melacha d'oraisa. And the end of this b'alacha is that an earmail letter should not be opened even by a goy on Shabbos. Ma she'en kein, a regular envelope can be opened in a regular in, can be opened by a guy in a mokim hadchak. What's negea to us over here is that we're coming out that it seems that to rip something open to access what is inside of it can potentially, according to some achrenim, be considered to be a melacha tzricha legufa, even according to Reb Shimon. The Pri Chadash and the Sefer HaZichrones say that opening a letter, and it would seem that even a letter in an envelope could be an issa d'oraisa, because it's considered to be a kireya al menas l'sakein. The understanding would be that accessing something inside of something is considered to be a tikkun in the object itself. According to these achrenim, we have to ask ourselves a major shaila. We're all familiar with the Psak Halacha, that one is allowed to destroy certain packages on Shabbos when
one is destroying it completely. If one did not open packages before Shabbos, as one should, and one finds themselves in a position that they need the stuff which is inside the package, one is allowed to go ahead and to rip open the packages if they destroy the entire package. And the understanding is, because there's no Isser D'Oraisa involved, it's Kireya Derech Hashchasa, you are going ahead and destroying. The question is, that according to the Bi'er Halacha in Siman Shin Tzadi Zayin, which has a tzad, that breaking open the Migdal is considered to be a Melacha D'Oraisa, it's a Seiser, Albanas L'Sakein, because you want to go ahead and to access the objects inside, and therefore it is also midaraisa on Shabbos. The Bi'er Halacha by the envelope brings a prichadash, and others who feel that opening an envelope could be an issa daraisa, a kareya manas l'sakein. How could it then be mutter for us to go ahead and to destroy a package on Shabbos in order to access what's inside of it? And the emes is that the kasha is not on the minhag ha'olam. The kasha really is on a tesefta, which the Mishneh Berurah quotes in Siman Shin Yudalot. Hakireya or al pnei achavis is mutter on Shabbos. If one has a barrel, and the barrel is closed by a piece of or a piece of leather, one is allowed to rip that leather in order to access what is inside the barrel. The shaila is, how could one rip that leather l'chaira ripping that leather to access what's inside of it, according to these achrenim, would seem to be a kareya manas l'sakein, because you are ripping to access what's inside of it. Rav Moshe in Tshuva Taka says, because of the braisa kareya peachavis, that one has to answer the Bi'er Halacha with the second teretz. That one has to answer the Bi'er Halacha's kasha by saying that the reason why in our Gemara we have a problem is only because this type of derabbanon is usher on during Ben Ashmoshes, and then Chazal allowed it in the case of Kareya or Al Piachavis. And it cannot possibly be an Issa B'Daraisa because of this Kasha. But the Kasha is that if we say that destroying a Migdal on Shabbos to get what's inside of it may be a Stir of an Asla Sakein, how come opening and destroying a plastic around a food item we assume is mutter on Shabbos as an extension of Kareya or al pnei achavis? Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa says that the difference between the Kareya or al pnei achavis, the difference between a package and the migdal is because a package which is made specifically for this food is bottled to the food. We look at it not as an object by itself, but rather we see it as a nutshell, that the same one may break through a nutshell in order to get to the nut, so too one is allowed to break through this in order to get to the food item. We do not see it at all as a kriya issue, because rather we see it as an extension of the food. The Chazon Ish says a different teretz. The Chazon Ish says that when one rips an envelope or one destroys the migdal, we're talking over here, they're doing it in a gentle manner. They're not doing kireya derech hashchasa. Really, the kriya, what they're doing, when you rip open an envelope, you're ripping it in a way which could theoretically be constructive. You don't go ahead, grab it, and rip it to shreds. You'll rip the letter inside. Therefore, what you do is, you cut it nicely, slit it on the side. Theoretically, the letter, the envelope, is still roy at this point to be used in another use, to put another letter in it, to store things in there. That might not be your intent. But your kriya, the ripping that you're doing is a positive type of ripping. The act that you're doing, forget about the kavana for a minute. The act that you're doing is a constructive type of act. The question is, why are you doing this constructive act? Are you doing this constructive act for a improvement of the envelope itself? Or are you doing this constructive act in order to just access the food or the letter? But the act itself is constructive. Since the act itself is constructive, such an act is subject to a machlokes, whether a constructive act with a purpose of getting out the food or the envelope inside of it, the letter inside of it, that's a shaila, whether that is considered to be an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan, whether that can be a positive act of kriya. Because the act is positive, the intent is positive, the intent is not to improve the letter itself, but rather to access the food. That then becomes the machlokes, whether this is a melacha d'oraisa or not. However, the Chazon says, by kerei al ora piachavis, one is ripping direct, destructively. One is ripping derech hashchasa. One is ripping in a manner which he is making total and complete destruction. When one rips in that manner, that is a mekalkel according to everybody, and therefore it is for sure only issa midrabanan, which can be mutter in the case of getting out food.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.